With the beginning of a new fiscal year, Congress must pass a spending bill approving federal funding measures or face a partial government shutdown beginning October 1st. If Congress can't agree on a spending bill, the government does not have the legal authority to spend money on behalf of the government. Dr. Michael Lyons, a political science professor at Utah State University, talks about the effects the shutdown could potentially have on a national level.
Well, it depends upon how long it lasts. And I think there's good reason to believe that the deadlock will be resolved and a compromise will be found sometime this week. And if it doesn't go on beyond this week, the impact will be minimal. Vital services will continue. People will get their Social Security checks. If it goes on for any sustained period of time, it's going to start to hurt the national economy at a time when the economy is still vulnerable.
Lyons also talks about the effect the shutdown will have on Utah specifically.
The national parks have already said they will close, and they are significant parts of the Utah economy. So there are definitely going to be effects on Utah, and probably more serious effects on Utah than many other states, because a pretty significant part of our economy depends on the federal government directly or indirectly, with especially this time of year, I would think tourism in southern Utah being a huge issue.
It is feared that a government shutdown is a foreshadowing of events to come in mid-October, when the Congress must once again vote on a spending bill, this time concerning the debt ceiling. It has been 17 years since the last government shutdown because Congress and the President couldn't agree on a spending bill. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.